got to tell on myself, right? Right, Rainey? Might as well go ahead and spill the beans. It's been quite an interesting weekend in learning how to live in the Spirit. Because what the enemy means for harm, God's going to take it all times, every time, all the time, and cause it to be for my good and for his glory. All the time. So when I text Pastor this morning and said, I'm challenged, but I'll be there, he texts back, stay home. Who was he talking to, y'all? I was trying to find the person that he sent the text to. And the press that came. See, because what the enemy means for harm, God's going to use it for his good. The text that said, stay home, did something. It put a fire. It put a fire, Chris. It came too close to giving him the victory. But the fire of the Holy Spirit began to burn in this body. And strength came. Life came. Like Chris said, the fire is not to destroy. But the fire is to cause us to come alive. To ignite the glory of the Father, Pastor Roz. Oh, we're winners. Oh, we're winners. Karen, you are a winner. You are a winner. See, we can't look at this flesh and determine whether or not we have victory. We triumph in Christ Jesus through the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit. Abiding in the Spirit. Going through in the Spirit. He's looking for conquerors. He's looking for conquerors. Who will sit on his throne with him? The overcomers that learn how to conquer through this earth and cause heaven to abide and heaven to come down. The floodgates are open. The floodgates are open in this house. I know that I know that I know that because we've had to press Pastor Mike, that there's a great awakening coming. See, my press is not about me. See, Charlotte, my press is about Lawrenceville. Her press is not about her. Her press is about Lindsay. See, how are they going to come out? How are they going to come out if we don't know how to come out? Until I learn how to press. And to let the fire burn away my naturalness and cause me to start walking in supernaturalness. That's where I stand today, in the power of the Holy Ghost, in his will, not my will. My will would say, don't press. It's okay. He understands. But see, I need you all. We need each other. I draw strength. I get whole. Come on, I begin to live when I get in this place. Life begins to flow. Come on now. Come on now, he says. Heaven is open in this house. In this place, here. Crystalline, you don't know what you started last Sunday. You don't know what you started, what the Holy Ghost used you for on last Sunday. We went up 10 notches, not one notch, in the Spirit. There are people on Facebook that are saying, what in the world was going on over there at that place? And then they want to know, can we bring it over here? No. It doesn't travel. What's for this house is for this house. That's the truth. I can go to somebody else's church and won't get a thing from the Holy Spirit. Because the atmosphere, see, the atmosphere, Rob, got to be charged with him. And we have to know that this tabernacle is for him. This sanctuary is his. And I thank God for this house. Thank God for the healing. Thank God for the healing. Thank God for the healing. Come on, Rainey. Come on, Deborah. Mr. DeBoer. Come on. There's a healing in this house. See, the devil didn't take me through what he took me through this morning for naught. One on the left and one on the right. Put your hands on me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We read last night, didn't we, Pastor? Pastor Mike, did you read about Ezekiel last night and the dry bones? Come on now. Come on. We're going to prophesy today. Come on now. Come on now. We're going to lay hold to healing today. We're going to prophesy. We're going to prophesy. We're going to tell this old body, be free from pain and sciatic nerve. We're going to prophesy to this body and command the sacs and the lungs to go away. We're going to prophesy. We're going to command it. We're going to command it. We're going to command it. We disappoint him and we grieve the Holy Spirit when we don't. I've given it to you. Why don't you use it? I'm tired of this demon. Pastor, you shouldn't have sent that to me. See, I've been waiting for the opening. Because I know there was an opening coming. Say, prophesy. He prophesied one time and the bones stood up. But they just stood there. He said, now prophesy that the breath of heaven, that life will flow. Life, 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 life will flow. Stay with me, Rainey. His pastor said, I didn't lose you, did I? Stay with me. Life will flow. Life will flow. This is a life center. This is healing, healing, healing. I was wondering how God was going to do this. Pastor, do you mind? Hallelujah. Karen, come on up here. I was talking to Pastor about you last night. I said, have you heard from her? What's going on? My prayer's not working at all. Here she come. Go get her, y'all. Y'all get her. Prophesy. Prophesy to that respiratory system. Prophesy life to it. Prophesy all the mucus out of it. Prophesy. Prophesy to it. This is not first Sunday. This is every Sunday prayer. This is every Sunday. Prophesy. Prophesy.
During worship, I was prophesying that God was stirring the water. And so in the Bible, when God was stirring the water, you know, they let the healing, the people that needed were sick came to the water. And so I picture whoever it was that we're bringing y'all to the water. And so God's stirring the water today. So it's yours. It's yours.
The waters of healing has been stirred. Come on, Pastor Ross. Come on now. Come on. Walk on through. Walk, walk. Hallelujah. The healing waters have been stirred. We prophesy. We prophesy. We prophesy to these bodies. Hallelujah, Jesus. We command these bodies to be made whole in Jesus' name. We command sickness to be annulled in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we're going to live in our true inheritance, the power of heaven, the glory in the hallelujah, the glory in the hallelujah, the glory, hallelujah, Jesus, the glory in the hallelujah, the glory in the hallelujah, the glory, the glory, the glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The glory in the hallelujah. Healing, we prophesy. To every part of your body, every part of our bodies, from every part, Pastor Gloria, every part, every part, every part, every part. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amanda, I need you, baby. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God don't give us these revelations for nothing. Can you please rub from my knee down on my right leg? Hallelujah. On my right leg. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The supernatural life. The supernatural life. Free of sickness and disease. We command the devil to take his hands off our bodies. In the name of Jesus. We command healing to flow in the name of Jesus. Every ailment at the root be destroyed. At the very root, at the very root, prophesy. Strengthen life. Hallelujah. Strengthen life. Healing. Healing. It is so. Jesus, do it. Jesus in these hands. Jesus in these hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Mike, I thank you next. Pastor Mike, I thank you next. Hallelujah. Pastor Roz, hold my hand, baby. Strength. Victory. 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 Hallelujah. Victory. Overcoming 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 victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The glory and the hallelujah in this house. A life center. Hallelujah. Healing. Healing. We prophesy today that every disease, every ailment, we command you to leave these bodies in Jesus' name. Stand up and be free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Finishing off what she was saying, there's electricity. There's electricity in this house that we are plugging into by the Spirit. See, when they was talking about Crystalline doing that dance last week, God has set a fire in this place like never before. But not only that, when Christian was talking about Crystalline at Target, she was consumed. They said that she was consumed, that she had to go and tell somebody or pray for somebody, correct? You had to minister to someone? And you gave them something. But you had something on the inside of you pulling you to do that. And this is what God is beginning to do in this house, that he's beginning to allow the Holy Spirit to let us get plugged in and be consumed with a fire that will consume situations and problems and circumstances. It's a different level of what the Holy Spirit is doing in this house. And I was reminded today, I went to the hospital to take Kristen and Kaylee to the hospital. And as I went there, I had a desire that I had to be here. And I was like, God, I got to be here. I got to be here. And then I saw this glass. I saw the vision of a glass. Right? And I saw this glass, and the glass was in the kitchen, and the glass broke. And it came to me that when that glass breaks, the thing that you would do is go and get it up. You would get all the glass pieces up, the fragments that's broken. You would get it up. You would sweep it up. And as I was seeing the glass being picked up, I had this vision that I was walking in the kitchen with my shoes off, and a tiny piece of glass was still left on the floor. And it got in my foot. And as what I was going in the kitchen for, it changed my direction, because now I'm limping, because now that tiny piece of glass that got in my foot. So now I want to get that out. There's a different feeling. There's something else that's going on in my body versus me going to get something out the refrigerator. And the Spirit said to me that that's how the Holy Spirit wants to do us. It wants to get inside of us so good that it's going to alternate what you've been doing and what you've been saying and how you've been doing it. It's going to get to the point where you're going to have to limp sometimes, because you can say, oh, it's something different that's taking place inside of me. Even though you swept the glass up, but that little piece is what's happening here. That healing, what Pastor Jerry was talking about. See, that little piece is the piece by the Holy Spirit that's going to set free, bring deliverance. Listen, not from a lot of natural things. It's going to be a spiritual renewed mind thing. Our minds is going to be so spiritually renewed that it's going to be mind-boggling. When I came in this house, it was so much peace in here. The peace in here was so thick that you can cut it. I said, God, do we understand? Do we understand? And as Pastor Jerry said, that we can't take this and take it somewhere else. Because that dance, when Crystalyn was dancing last week, when she was dancing, I've been playing that song all week. Why? Because I'm doing the same dance. Why? Because I want that. I want something different inside me, because I want my worship to be different. My praise needs to go to a whole nother level. We talk about this electricity. This electricity. We are getting plugged into something more powerful than electricity now. We only can identify by electricity because that's what our human minds can understand. But there's something greater than electricity that the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to take you beyond the measures of your understanding. This is why spirit minds has to be renewed. I was thinking about it last night when I was trying to go to sleep. I said, man, when Jesus was tempted, the Spirit had to came and minister to him. Could you imagine the Spirit has to come and minister to the Son of God? And Jesus turned around and said, I got to send you that same Spirit. I have to send him to you. See, our minds can't get that, but my spirit does. That God wants to send his Son, the same Spirit that ministered to Jesus when he came out the wilderness for 40 days. That same Spirit that God said, look, now, Son, send that Spirit to them to remind them of the truth. What she just said about healing. See, you might think, well, this is just another church thing about praying and getting healed. No, she was talking from a spirit thing where the Holy Spirit is inside of her saying, no, I'm going to give you vision of your healing, and don't be greedy. Share it with other people. Pastor be sending out this stuff, man. And I was thinking about when she was talking about the dry bones. And I got to share this part, Pastor. I hope you don't mind me sharing this. We've been preaching this foolishness. I'm going to say it. We've been preaching this foolishness about the dry bones for a long time. We're talking about, can these bones live? And we got the hoop and the holler and say, yeah. And we're talking about the people in the world. Can the unsaved be saved so they could come to church? Can them bones live? It ain't talking about that. It's talking about us, the church. We're the dry bones. Not the world. We are the church with no power. That's why she was saying that we have the power now in this house to get healed. Why? Because the Spirit of God is here and he's ready to do what he's sent to do. We the dry bones. But God said, I'm looking for a people who wants to be plugged in. Can I prophesy to these dry bones? And that's what Pastor Jerry just did. She said, I'm going to prophesy. She got the revelation of that inside of her spirit. Now I have to prophesy to the sickness and disease because it's not from heaven. Now, you guys done been encouraged by her going through the storm. You done been encouraged by Shelly with her sickle cell. We done been encouraged, but now the manifestation of the healing got to take place. Yes. It's no longer time for us to be weak-minded Christians. It has to be a fire. It has to be that fire. Kristen was talking about that fire. That fire. She couldn't get off the fire. See, you got to recognize what the Holy Spirit is doing and saying at that particular time. She was talking about the fire. She's talking about prophesying. They said it. Look, Stan said, I have nothing. It's nothing. He'll take out nothingness to make everything. Pastor Voss was saying, yeah, empty us out. Why? Because that's by the Spirit. That's where our hunger and thirst have to be after of. That's where that fill us afresh has to take place. God, give us more of that. Give us the more of the Holy Spirit. Let us understand this calling. I am so happy just being in the presence of all of you guys. Do you really understand? Come on, guys. Think about it. Most of us that came out of churches, you have never in your life experienced what you experience now. Never. I've been in some big, huge churches in New York City and never experienced this here. God said, now is the hour. There's no programs. But what is the Spirit is saying? What is the Spirit is saying right now? What to do? I was saying, man, what can we say? I was messing with Pastor yesterday, and I said, if you'd be crazy to try to preach a sermon after you done had a taste of the Holy Spirit. There's no way you can go back. Now I understand when they're talking about can a dog turn back to his vomit. It's no way you can go back to Egypt when you taste God in this manner. When you drank the wine that he turned from water to wine. When you eat his blood and drank his blood and eat his flesh for real. I'm not talking about the communion that we did from the dry bones dead church. I'm talking about now. I'm talking about the life now. When we take communion, like right now, you're taking communion. Right now, you're getting baptized right now because it's in the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. It was the Spirit, not John the Baptist baptism, but it was by the Spirit of God. It's what's happening in this house right now. Come with us. Come. Come all. Don't worry about your debt. Don't worry about this and that. Just come. Don't try to understand it because your mind cannot understand the things of heaven. So just come. I'm loving this stuff, man. I'm loving this stuff. Because look, before it was a lot of effort on my end that I think I had to do some things. All I think I have to do now is just surrender. And let God know how stupid I am. I have to let God know how ugly I am. I have to let God know how broke I am. But then he said, now, son, I can give you my will. I can give you my will now. See, now you're getting close to receiving the will. Pastor, you better come get this mic because I feel like this thing. Come on, Shirley.
I'm overwhelmed. I've been at home suffering for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks. And every day. No, baby, you all right. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, thank you forever.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. And every day I say, okay, I'm going to go to the hospital today. I can't take it no more. And the Lord get me through that day. And I wake up the next day. I say, okay, let's see how this day go. And I've been doing that for 2 weeks. And my kids think I'm crazy. And I told Derek, I said, I can't go until God release me to go. I said, because if I go there expecting a work from man, I'm going to miss the work from heaven. I'm going to miss the work from the kingdom that makes everything, as the kids said in the world, that makes everything everything, that makes it all good. And I said to Joshua yesterday, what you said, Mom, Pastor ignited something in you telling you to stay home. I said to my son Joshua, I said, he came over yesterday and he was like, don't you supposed to be in the hospital by now? And I said, I need you to give me a ride to church in the morning because your dad have to work. He said, I'll give you a ride to the hospital, but I'm not going to give you a ride to church. Tick me off. I said, okay, Lord, just because of that, I'm going to press my way to church tomorrow. And I dreamt all night. And I'm not going to share the dream because Pastor didn't release me to. But I had a dream that freaked me out. And it woke me up sweating with, I have these horrible night sweats because of my medication. And I wake up like drenched all over, head to toe, bed be wet and everything. And I woke up having one of those night sweats out of this dream, heart palpitating and everything. I mean, that dream really freaked me out. And I was praying and I texted the dream to Pastor and everything. And did not go back to sleep, Pastor, was up all morning. Just kept praying and praying and praying. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you something today. But let me back up a little bit. Like I said, at home suffering for 2 weeks. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to keep asking you for healing. I'm going to ask you, because the Lord said, I'm going to teach you how to pray. I said, Lord, and the Lord began to tell me what to pray for. Because there's a sound he's looking for to make him move. There's a sound he's looking for to make him come, make the kingdom come down to earth and bring us up to the kingdom. There's a sound he's looking for. And if we're babbling and not giving up the right sound, ain't nothing going to come down and take us up to the kingdom. It's just not going to happen. And I said, okay, Lord, well, teach me how to pray. Teach me what to say. And the Lord said, ask me to increase your faith. Ask me to renew your mind daily. And I begin to pray that, Lord, increase my faith. I don't care what the symptoms are. I'm not going to claim the symptom. I'm not going to ask you to heal me of the symptom. As the symptom comes, I'm saying, Lord, increase my faith above this symptom. Increase my faith above that symptom. They're lying symptoms. They're lying distractions. And God has to get us to a place where our mind is renewed enough, like brother just said, where our mind is renewed enough that we can begin to hear what God is saying from the kingdom. And so our sound can go up to the ear of God. I need my sound to go up to the ear of God. I need, when I open my mouth, for him to turn and say, that's my baby talking to me. Because when Lori get to petting me, grandma, 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 I'd be like, give grandma 1 minute, baby. I want God to say, give me 1 minute, baby. I'm coming. That's my baby talking to me. I need that ear to turn to my situation. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you something today. And I told Derek, I said, I know you're trying to get this overtime, but if I were you, I would come to church. I said, that's just me. And I called Mama. After I text you about the dream, I called Mom. I said, I'm going to need a ride to church in the morning. I said, I promise I'll be ready. And she texts me back. And she normally don't text me back that early, but she texts me right back. And she said, I got you. And I told her, I said, I will be ready. So when we came in this house today, the presence was already here. And for some reason, I was muttering these words all morning. That I will seek you, Lord. That I will search for you. That I will chase you. Until I find where you are. We got to find out where he is. We got to find out where he is. Are we chasing him every day? Are we seeking and searching every day? Because a new hour is coming. A new time of grace. A new conviction is coming. And God is preparing this house. A lot of houses are not ready, but God is preparing this house. And he gave me something when I came in here today. I knew that I was, Mom, I knew that I was going to be pain-free today. I knew it. You know, I took medicine before I left for home, but it wasn't working. And I was like, oh, I'm not worried about it. I still kept giving God praise in my inner man because I knew that healing was coming today. So if, Christian, if I praise him till I pass out, I have a reason to. And God loves this house. God loves this house. He loves you. He loves you. Lord, God loves you because you're in this house. He loves this house. And Pastor, I had a dream of you about you preaching, and you were preaching off the page. You were preaching a rhema word of revelation that was just causing people to get delivered on the spot without even having to lay hands on them. I saw the elevation of ministry in you, in the dream. I'm sorry, I went.
Oh, no, no, no. Great day. I know. I don't want to. I heard you. What do you do behind that, right? There's so much that she said for us. But there's, you know, when you, one of the things here is the spiritual things, we have to press into them. They don't drop like ripe cherries off a tree, you know. You have to get past the natural. You have to get past. In that sense, they cost you. I know salvation is free, but in a sense, it costs you a lot to get past the natural. And that's really why many people never get into the spirit because there's no press. And so they don't know really the reality of the spirit. It's like Sparks would say, a lot of people have never known the flesh between the flesh and the spirit because they've never been in the spirit, right? And so, you just because you read it and, you know, your circumstances, you think you're fighting the flesh, but that might be the spirit. In other words, God's trying to get you to a whole nother level, but you're succumbing to your unbelief and such. And it's like the song they sang. He's bent on getting us there, right? He's just bent on, and he don't care about our little pity parties and stuff. You know what? As soon as you finish crying, let's get back at it, right? As soon as you finish crying, let's get back at it. He's just going to wait, you know. He's not going to join you in that party. Let's just get right back at it. So, you know, a lot of things that we're going through right now, it's just to get us in the spirit because that's the only life, resurrection life, and that's why I put that long quote in there. Resurrection life is the only life we have. Most people, including church people, have no understanding of resurrection life. It's just that Sunday thing that they do, first Easter, it's Easter. That's the only resurrection you know about is Easter. When every day is Easter, if you can hear what I'm trying to say to you. In God's mind, every day is Easter. He doesn't think like we do, and you got to get your mind renewed. So tomorrow will be Easter for you, right? Tuesday will be Easter for you again, right? He resurrected again. Because he staked that Easter isn't the one thing. Easter is an age that we live in. We live in Easter age. And as soon as Shelly's mind gets quick into that, her body's going to start lining up like it did this morning, right? So Pastor Jerry, Pastor Mike, Stan, Roz, whoever else, Christian, they all preached Easter this morning, you know. And so when we get to life, death starts to diminish. Y'all follow me? You know, there's this mystery of death over all of us, and it diminishes only as we enter into life. You know, so Satan has blinded us to resurrection life. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. So I guess I owe Pastor Jerry an apology for... Look, when I was texting, and I'm like, this is not a good idea, you know, because we know her, you know. It's like she said, as soon as I say stay home, I could feel the fire going. She come in the door at 10:30. Hey, guess who's here?
So glad
I'm here. But did you hear what Shelley, you know, the perpetual sickle cell? Shelly doesn't look a day sick. Yeah, we've seen Shelly, and I saw her this morning, and I said, oh, my God, what happened to her? But God gave her something. And so here's what she said. Mike said it like this. I'm stupid, Lord. Teach me how to pray. Right? I'm stupid. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to pray. I've been trying to pray for healing for 20 years. But you haven't taught me how to pray. And like she said, until God hears the note, the sound of it that turns his ear, then so that's all going to be a quickening. That's all going to be in the spirit, right? So sometimes we got to press through ourselves. Because, you know, when I'm sick, you know, when men get colds, it's self-pity time. You know, men don't can't catch a cold, Rod, because then Bernadine smiles to I heard it say amen way up here. We got to press through that stuff. We got to press through. He that overcome will sit. He that overcomes will get a new name. He that come. So here's what I want to talk about. It's so important for this house. It's not made by hands. It's what God's doing. And remember this. Whatever he does, it's going to be in the spirit. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, we got to get that. It's going to be in the spirit. It's going to be in resurrection life. So it's a, like Pastor Ross said, it's a whole new ground. It's a whole new foundation, but there's no substance to it in the natural. It's spiritual substance. So we got Shelly, we got to find that. We have to find that. And so you have to search for it with all your heart. You know, you have to give your whole self to it. If you kind of go halfway, you're not going to find this realm. You're not going to find that spirit realm. You're not going to find the resurrection. You're not going to find Christ's life. You're not going to find the renewed mind. There has to be your whole self, you find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. Remember that in scripture? But we've gotten used to just church going and hearing sermons, and there's really no big search in there. When's your ear going to turn? What's going to, you know, there's no searching in there. So we get a little obstacle, we fall back, there's still no searching. And so God's changing the way we think about this. So if I'm a, would Tony call him Amanda, a two-timer? You know, Easter and Christmas or whatever. If I'm a casual believer, just forget about it, you know. Just forget about finding new life. Just forget about this intimate relationship with Jesus. Forget about it, you know. It was like Roz and Stan played this morning. It was sounding so good. I was so blessed. And that's the kind of ministry and the words, the songs that we need, you know. Take me to your secret place. And, you know, that's the place in the spirit, by the way. He's not going to take you down on a mountain road. He's going to take you to a secret place in the spirit. And you're going to be in a realm outside of yourself. You know what I'm trying to say? See, the spirit is a place that you're not familiar with at all in your natural mind. it's new to you. So you have this encounter with you touch a hand with a person that's not human. Okay, you touch it doesn't feel like this. It feels unfeeling. Can I say it like that? But you know it's there, and you start to have correspondence with an unseen being that you have no familiarity with yourself. Your mind can't get there, but your spirit can. That's why he's sitting there. The carnal mind can't get the things of God. The carnal mind is enmity with God. The natural mind and the spiritual mind are two different things. So as soon as I touch the unseen God, I got a whole new experience. I got a whole new experience. I have a whole new relationship that I never knew was there. Okay. I start to know God. Not because I read, not because I read the Bible, but because I touched him, an invisible person. I just got in touch with the invisible person. And then Thursday, it happens again. It's new again. It wasn't like Monday. It was Thursday is new again. Every time I touch him, oh God, I didn't know you were like this still. See? You understand? I'm starting to know God. I'm starting to know God. The natural man can't get there. His natural mind can't get there. He can be the best educated person on the planet. It still does him no good because the mind can't get there. But as soon as I touch him, see, this is what happened to the lady who had the issue of blood. She said, if I can just touch him. I'm not trying to touch his natural. When I touch the hem of a garment, I touched an invisible person. And healing came down out of him. Remember what Shelley said? As soon as I touch heaven, heaven comes down and I go up. All right? So this is what happened to that lady. She just didn't think it of herself. The Holy Spirit made her think that. There's an invisible healer right there. And he let her be in that condition all that while. That one touch was worth all the money, right? All the money she spent. She spent all her money and then didn't get it anyway. Shelley, she still didn't get the ear, the note, the sound. Still didn't get the sound. Christianity is not formal. Is living. It's always touching someone who's invisible. It's always touching someone invisible to the natural eye, but seen to the spiritual eye. Yeah, follow me. Okay. See, resurrection is invisible, but yet God gave it to all of us every day. It's invisible, but God gave it to us all every day, right? It's got life in it. It's got healing in it. It's got peace in it. And God's giving it to us all every day, but few people touch it. You know, I was reading about in Acts chapter 17 where Paul was in someplace. And they had this temple, a statue made to the unknown God. Remember that? She got it up there? Okay. All right? Remember? Unknown God. Now, why would you build a temple or statue? Idol, whatever, to an unknown God. Why would you build an altar to somebody you can't see? Why would you do that? Here's why. I've touched the highest in human society. I've discovered the stars and the planets, and I've gone way beyond the galaxy, but I'm still not corresponding with somebody higher than me. Are y'all following me? I know he's out there. I believe he's out there. A lot of people believe there's a God, but they have no correspondence with him. See? So I'm going to build an altar, but I still, even though I'm building the altar, I have never touched him. So something's still missing. Out of all my accomplishments, out of all I've done, there's still somebody that I know. You remember the scripture says, the devils believe and tremble. So you can believe there's a God, but never have any correspondence with him. Are y'all following me? See, this is really the bane of the church world. We got books, we got universities, we've got higher learnings, we've got titles and preachers, you know. Mike said it like this. Once I touch God, I don't have any more sermons. Are you following me? You know, what's the sermon in the church world? It's studying and studying and writing and getting prepared and sweating. You know, come on. And are they going to receive it? And y'all better say amen because it make me feel right. And, you know, preaching is not studying. The more I touch God, because it's really not him, me ministering, it's him. And if I have no correspondence with him, I have nothing to say to you. If I have no correspondence with him, I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. I don't care if all of my studying, I don't care if my colleges, I don't care if my universities, degrees, doctors, whatever else is, business cards, whatever. I have nothing to share with you unless I have correspondence with God. And whatever he correspond, we correspond with, then he shoots it back out. Oh, y'all follow me? See, this is, again, the bane of the church. It's mostly studying, right? It's we're preachers. I want to be one, right? We open churches. We give them whatever kind of name. It doesn't matter. If somebody's in there, it's got to be responding, corresponding with God. Now, it's the same with prayer, right? It's the same with prayer. What is prayer? I got to study chambers. I got to study, you know, this person, that person, because they pray. But, you know, they probably had a correspondence with God. You trying to learn by rote, they had a really. Right? Somebody said, what are we going to pray about today? Well, whatever the Holy Ghost corresponds to us about. Right? There's this life. Yeah, there's this life that God's calling us to live. And it's always, Karen, it's always up a notch from the natural. And the problem is that we might have a little bit of exposure, but then we go right back to the natural and try to do it the old way because we don't know any other kind of way. You know, like Christian says, we're starting to get used to more and more living in that realm and not coming out. It's a steady thing, you know. It's a steady thing. Don't let me forget the book of James, please, because I got thoughts running crazy. But see, Elijah, he ran, and I'll just cut it short. There was the fire and the rain and the wind, and God was in none of that, shall he? Right? Right? He's not in any of that external, as powerful as it is, can move the whole earth, and I'm still not in that. I want to know you in correspondence. Still small. Recognizing my voice, the echoes of my heart and my mind, picking up on what he's putting out that natural man can't get, that the five senses can't touch, but we're picking up on it, Deborah, somehow by our inner man and the spirit. I got correspondence with God. And we don't never know how it's going to come or when it's going to come. See, last Sunday it came like this, you know. That's how it came last Sunday. That's how it came last Sunday. That's where that thing trying to go viral. Whoa, it came like this, you know. It shook something. There was a sure foundation. You know, it was life in the spirit. You know. That's why Jerry said, you know, somebody called her and said, does she come over here? We said, no. Because just because God did it that one way, that one time. See, we don't say, okay, Kristen, come on, do it again Sunday. Are y'all following me? Because correspondence is spontaneous. It's not legal, it's spontaneous, right? And so we grow in correspondence with the unseen, untouched. We grow that way. So the still small voice is your growing point. See, you get used to the still small voice. Shelley was sharing, God would say this to him. He might just say, come out of the natural and follow me. But you know, it could be four words, but those four words could be a lifetime. Understand, if they're in the spirit, they can be a lifetime. So you get used to spiritual correspondence, nothing in the natural, nothing of the five senses. In the still small voice, it gets bigger next time. And here's God like telling the angels, they're picking up on spiritual things finally. Still small. You know, someone texted me this past week, couldn't they? Pastor, I heard this word ubiquitous. The person said, I never heard that word. I never used that word. I don't even know what it means. I had to go look it up. It's the still small voice. Acknowledge that. Ubiquitous means, you know, omnipresent, you know, I mean, God's everywhere. But God just used ubiquitous, just so they can pick up on his way of speaking. That's not above the natural, that was not familiar to their own mind, to let them know it was him and nobody else. Right? You pick up on it. Then a week later, they text me another. It happened again. It happened again. Here's this other word. Here's this other word. I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about this. I was just going to work. Angels, they're picking up on spiritual things finally. Despise not the small things. It might be just a small, but that's how you always receive the kingdom like a little child. You get the little word like that. You get a little whisper. That didn't come from me, Bernadine. That didn't come from me. That didn't come. Where did that come from? Starting to learn spiritual ways. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Until you can walk up to somebody and say, oh, bless God, you know. Because, but it's all got to be in the spirit. And it all has to be correspondence. It cannot be legalistic. It cannot be just what you read. It cannot be your doctrine. It has to be life on the inside. It's knowing God. And that's what we're growing in. See, that's what Shelly, who gave me that vision? Kristen, somebody gave me a vision this morning of you, house of God, going up like somebody in Wonderland, Dorothy, somebody. The house went up in the air, something, this house climbing spiritually. See, I think I'll close here. You know, by the way, there's a lot you could read. Well, let's finish that passage. Thank you. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. In other words, you're ignorant of this unseen God. You have no correspondence. You might believe there's a God, but you have no correspondence with him. See, most people believe. People won't say they believe in God, but they have no correspondence with him. See, No still small voice. No unctioning from on high. No heavenly transitions. No nothing going on but the earthly. The earthbound, right? The earthbound, carnally minded. By the way, to be carnally minded is death, right? But to be spiritually minded, life and peace. To be spiritually minded is just somebody who has correspondence with God. Look, if you've never had any correspondence with him, you don't never know him, right? You might believe that he is, but you never knew him. Correspond. Nice to meet you. Right. Pastor Mike, see, a couple Wednesday nights ago, Holy Spirit showed up in here in Proverbs. Remember that? It's almost like he said, let me introduce myself to you. My name is Wisdom. I was there before the world was created. I was there when the foundation, let me introduce myself to you. Many people know me as the Holy Spirit, but a few know me as Wisdom himself. That's how he stepped up in here. That's how he stepped up in here. Before the foundations, I was there when they named babies, you know, the whole thing. That's just getting past the flesh. It's just getting past the natural, see? See, for the church, this should be where we live. But we have too many preachers that know the book but don't know correspondence, see? It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Because, see, people flock to that stuff. And Jesus said, I come to give you life, give it more abundantly. I didn't come to give you no rules and regulations. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hands. Can y'all follow me? In other words, you can call it whatever, saint, whatever church. It don't mean God gonna dwell there. Bernadine, we got to get out of the made by hands realm and the made by God only realm. Are y'all following me? Can be no human flesh in there. And that's the press. That's the press. Aren't y'all glad Pastor Jerry here today? Aren't y'all glad I didn't keep her home? Look, Dale, that was a trick. Pastor Jerry, blessing her. When I saw Shirley sitting over there, okay, Dale, I thought she was about to go in the hospital a week and a half ago. But I know God touched you. We need it this morning, by the way. We need it this morning. I hope you guys can see that. God's not even served by human hands. In other words, we have to serve and worship in the spirit. Not in our own human thinking. We gotta pray. We don't pray by human hands, Shelley. We don't pray by human hands. God, show me how to pray. I'm touching my unknown God, and he's teaching me how to pray. I know you see, you think you already know how to pray. Our Father, our God in heaven, please thank God for a new day. Thank God. Do it now, Lord. You don't know how to pray. See, you got to learn how to do a stand song. Take me to the secret place and show me how to pray. Because we don't know how to pray like we ought to. I'm just being scriptural. As though God needs anything. God, I'm going to serve you. I'm just going to serve you, right? See, this is Pastor Mike. This is Pastor Mike. You know, God, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you. I'm like, Pastor Mike, sit down. Let God teach you. I love getting on mic. Since he himself gives all people everything, even the breath of everything. Okay, so is that all for that? Okay, good. So I'm going to wind up. I think I'm going to. James, but please read the rest when you get home of the 17th chapter. There's so much more in there. I didn't have time to get it all today. Now, what use is it, my brother, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works, can that faith save him? Now, I've grappled with that for years and years and years, you know, because, you know, works don't save us. But then he says faith without works. So I'm like, well, I got to work too. I didn't get the difference, you know. You put me back in the law. Yeah, you start walking. See, the only way you find out truth is start to walk in it. That's the only way you find it out, because your head can't get it. See, the more correspondence what I have with him, the more my eyes get enlightened to scripture, right? So he's going to keep corresponding to you. And then he's going to tell you, works is simply, there's no use in having faith when there's no correspondence. Faith without correspondence is dead. In other words, I can believe God, but if I don't have any works or correspondence with him, I don't have any life. Are y'all following me? I call it corresponding. You can call it encounters. You can call it, but I can have faith and believe, but without any encounters or correspondence or works, it's dead. It's dead. It makes sense now, doesn't it? And I don't have the rest up here, but remember, he goes down and talks about Abraham. Abraham had faith. Why? Because he gave his son. Well, how did he know? Why did Abraham get to the point where he can? Can you have the faith to kill your own son? I don't have that. He was so corresponding. It was nothing to him. He didn't start off that way. But he started recognizing still small voice. And finally he got to the place toward the end. Okay, now he's ready to give his son. Why? Because I practice correspondence. Abraham, get out from the town you are in and leave. I obey them. God didn't shout that like, Abraham, go. It's something inside of his spirit. And he obeyed the still small voice. A lot of people won't do, because, you know, we say that's mysterious, that's weird, that, you know, you're getting to be Eastern religion or whatever, but it's still the way of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus' brother said, why don't you go up to the feast, and he said, my time is not right. How did he know that? God didn't boom it from heaven. Spiritual correspondence. And when it was time to go, God didn't say, okay, now it's time to release the correspondence. Can you see what life is? Correspondence. This is to know God. This is eternal life, to know God and to be, I'm going to put it like this, corresponding with him spirit to spirit. Abraham got to the place where he could give his son, because that correspondence got so deep. Mike, I'm a prophesy over Mike. The correspondence got so deep that God started to call him his friend. You understand? That's what it says in the rest of James chapter 2, right? God could call him friend. Not because we just have a song, he's a friend of mine, he's a friend of mine, right? So you follow me? I'm just trying to make a point. I'm not trying to make fun, but I'm just trying to, you know, you can take that song and you really have no correspondence going with him at all. It's just a nice song. But when you take the scriptural part of that and the relationship that Abraham gained to the point he was God's friend. Why? He would correspond with God on Monday. He would correspond with God on Tuesday. He would correspond with God on Wednesday. He would correspond with God on Thursday. Y'all follow me? Hey, this man, my friend, he can feel me. Nothing in the natural, nothing by the senses. God didn't have to smack him upside the head. He just felt the life of it. Love, talking to love. Conversation. Most people's conversation It's in strictly in the natural. I'm talking about our schools. I'm talking about our churches. I'm talking about our institutions. I'm talking about jobs. Everything's in the natural. We're called to break that mold. See, Shelly touched on it today. You know why she looks well? You know why she looks well? I know it's a little longer today, but you know why she looks well? Because she touched something from that well realm, you know. Yes. Please. I want you to, you don't have to come up here, but I do want you to put it in here.
I was going to wait until after church to share it with Shelly, but you talking about her, I just feel like the Lord is saying it has to be spoken so that we can all be accountable for it. And so I heard God saying that you are being appointed, God help me say this the way that you want it said, as a pharmacist in the spiritual sense. He's promoting her to a pharmacist. And when you're becoming a pharmacist, you're in school for a long time. And there have been times that you've wondered, like, God, why am I suffering for this long? Where am I going? There are things that I want to do, things that I've wanted to accomplish. And God said that he has brought you through that season. You've been in school for all this time, getting that hands-on material that he's been placing to you, and now he's promoting you as a pharmacist in the spirit realm, literally to the point that he's setting you up in your own clinic, that people are coming to you and you're telling them what it is that they need. Just like you stood up here today and said that God told you that it was faith that you needed to stand on. It was this. People are going to be coming and they think they need something in particular, and you're going to let them know, no, they need this. That's on shelf such and such. They need this dosage, this amount. God is going to lead you to not only train other people, but use you as the head pharmacist in his kingdom to show people what it is that they need for their healing.
Don't be sorry. I see, I call that pressing in. Call that pressing in. Never give up. Never give up on spiritual things. You know, it can be the hardest road that you ever been on, because we, you know, we tend to lose them very quickly. But together we can, if we share spiritual things together, we grow faster together. Text somebody something spiritual, not about this or that or this or that. Text somebody something spiritual. God had this with me. God did. I think I heard him say this, or I sense him saying this to me. Read things that are on a spiritual plane. Because remember, the Father seeks those who worship in the Spirit. I'm seeking those who worship or serve me in the Spirit. That's what he got to seek that. He's seeking. The Father is seeking. The world has a totally different way. Abraham became a friend. I'm not there at that friend place yet, but I'm really, really, you know, with our friends, they correspond. If you don't hear from them 2 days, you're like, what's happening? What's going on? That's my friend. Right? Imagine being like that with God. I'm talking about real life correspondence. Praise God. I could really go on. I know it's late. Come on, Pastor Mike, will you close in prayer or whatever? Thank you for listening. Praise God.
I'm going to pray. Jesus, that was good. Oh, my God. Spirit of truth, spirit of truth, spirit of truth. Thank you, God, for the spirit of truth in this house. Thank you for the divine revelation that's being poured out. Thank you for your divine peace that's in this house, that rest in the hearts of your people. Holy Spirit, remind us. Remind us of this day. Remind us what was said. When we go out into the world, we take today with us. meaning that tomorrow we have fresh manna. We are believers of freshness now. No more stale bread. We are conquerors in the spirit now. Thank you, Father, for the manifestation of your power today. And Holy Spirit, we ask you on this very moment to lead us in a correspondence to the Father. Even though we don't know what that looks like in the natural. Because we're not trying to understand it in the natural. But by your Spirit, we will know. Even that we be keen to what our kids have dreams and visions, that we just won't dismiss what they are saying to us. Father, we pray now. We glorify your name. We honor you. We thank you for the Easter day every day. We thank you, Father God, because you're going to teach us how to pray and how to come to you and how to get you to say, wait a minute, child, I'll be right there with you. Thank you, oh God, for the new pharmacist that's in this house that's going to touch the nation. Thank you, Father, for all the patients that's going up and down the elevator to Pastor Jerry's house. Thank you, Father God, for all the portals that you have put into this house. Thank you, Father, for the oil that's been ran down the walls in this house. And for most of all, Father, we thank you now for the resurrection power. Thank you, God, for whom the sun, who the sun sets free is free indeed. Thank you for the freedom of the mind and of the heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.